No, not everything filmed. You have to make a whole.
Oh no! Coming up next. Sorry, yeah, coming up next. Yeah, exactly.
Who do you want to win vote here by?
Yeah, Mahatma Gandhi versus Darth Vader. Who wins? Vote.
Right.
And then it goes to website me for the actual voting, and you can see the progress of each opponent.
Does anybody have ideas?
Is there a way to make it so that in the video it makes it go to the website?
Can
you?
Yeah.
Or do you want to make it so that you have to click on it?
I would think clicking on it is slightly less intrusive. We'd want to have, we don't want to push it because then they'll think it's spam for sure. But what we should do is the voting page should still have, Lingen versus Gandhi, but then say powered by Web2Me or have a Web2Me banner very prominent so that they click on that and they click to our main page.
Yeah,
I'm still recording this. So that's where our HTML page could basically open up to what page they would get to if they were coming from YouTube. And then, our media page. And then they could click on other tabs to get it around.
Well, basically, Scott wants it to broken up as the same thing we have in contact form, but broken up in the steps. Like what?
So basically, can we look at webs as the web page just to see the flow of it?
Just told you it's a pain in the ass to create an account. I don't want to do it.
Okay. Our thing, our homework for the next coming week will be just to check out webs, because that Scott was saying he wants that as a possible look anyways. So again, it's a calling out to, because if we're going to be doing media, we definitely want to, get be a look, or look, if we put a logo on the video or something, we have to know what it's going to look like. So are we more or less waiting for Justin to get the logo? How long do you think it would take to produce a video?
It will take me, I don't know,
Abe Lincoln versus Terminator, that would be kind of high production values though. Maybe a cheaper first video would be is like you've got a convenience store in the real world, and then two, like a fake guy and a real guy show up and buy cigarettes and it's no deal.
My favorite, and I think the one that spawned this whole genre like 10 years ago, is The Animator versus The Creation. Has anybody seen that one?
I've seen that one, and I don't know if I can reproduce that in real life.
Damn.
That'd be a challenge.
Yeah, no, I think...
The one is very strong.
I think the cheapest way then is basically have it in a real-world setting, but like a bingo hall and, Obama and...
I know I can do
the Emperor from Dune. I don't know.
Oh, man.
That would be still too much, eh? Well, what's a cheap costume to get? Like, Marilyn Manson versus Yoda? Marilyn Manson would be fairly in the Yoda mask. That's still contact, so. Yeah, that's not as obvious. Yeah?
You make it like a preview what will happen in the future. Like, they make people want to come to it because they're curious. Is to actually do a bingo hall. And in it, we have like four or five different real and non-real people that people recognize.
Like
just sitting there playing bingo. Like, have Abe Lincoln sitting there. And then they say, like, B9. He's looking at the paper and he's like, and I grind after
I don't know if that's going to,
That'll work as a good third video. The second one's better, and the third one's like, what the fuck, but people still watched it,
You know what?
And then the fourth one, they watched,
Abe Lincoln versus Terminator, I think, is too friggin' random to pass up. If we can get that, like, do you think that's feasible? Like, Edward, like...
I don't do that, it's been taking more than a month. I think it lasts 5 more months. I have no money.
Yeah,
no money,
okay,
a month and a half.
Let's brainstorm a cheaper alternative first, something that we could do, like, because it would be a 5-minute video anyways, right? So we could do it in one scene.
It's just long enough to get people's attention. I would do longer ones later. Basically, it gets them attention right now and to show off our website.
Yeah.
You got to think, people who are looking at this, like entertainers who will have enough money to make make their own website, and if we can make them start making up real deals for themselves.
Mr. Peanut on the show, can you steal Brenstein's money?
Oh, what about Mr. Peanut being a consensus on when Ben Stein's money?
And Ben Stein being the other one?
Yeah, Ben Stein being the real world counterpart.
Oh, Mr. Peanut. He's a classy guy.
Yes.
I could do that.
You know, Mr. Peanut costume should be relatively cheap to make.
You can make a cardboard set.
Yeah,
you know.
Make it. I don't want this to look bad at all. I want this to look like it's high quality. We have a camera that's high quality. I just want to make it look like high quality because people are going to go to this and they're going to keep coming back as a high quality because of the glittiness of it.
Yeah, Ben Stein is kind of Canadian, but I'm thinking Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek, then maybe.
Jeopardy.
Yeah, that's recognizable. Huh?
I might be able to get him.
Would you be able to blue screen? Like, because I mean, basically just take the blue.
Are you kidding? Like by the hour?
Sorry, did you actually talk about getting the real Alex Trebek or an Alex Trebek lookalike?
I can get a real Alex Trebek.
Oh, shit!
I'm not saying I am. I might be able to. I got some connections via a friend of mine in the Hollywood
industry.
And
he might be willing to do that just for the act of the video. Right? Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Star Trek, he said?
I was able to hang out with him for about 2 years there. But they don't talk right now.
Sorry, I missed that. What was...
wondering if he still has a connection, because we might be able to get him in as a cameo.
Nice.
Actually add one of the characters.
Sorry, I missed that. What was the video like? Star Trek?
Huge. Just having him there.
What was having Alex? What sorry, you were mentioning Star Trek as
if he has a subject that he likes.
Yeah, what Alex Trebek is a fan of Star Trek? How did that arise?
Wait, isn't Alex Trebek? No, wait.
Who's that? How about the Q versus Alex Trebek?
Well, basically,
no.
I mean, Alex Trebek is the guy who's the host for Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Damn.
Who are you thinking of? A game show host?
I think it was Star Trek
captain. Which Star Trek
captain? Guy, yeah.
Which guy?
Baldwin.
Jean-Luc Picard?
Picard. Picard.
No way.
You're kidding us.
Patrick Stewart?
Okay, Picard versus anybody, people are going to click.
Holy shit, dude. If
we... will not be as one of the actors. You'll be like... cameo.
As Patrick Stewart.
I could not afford him to be an actor.
Yeah, but if you like the video, find a subject that he likes.
Okay, this is something we could land later on once we got a bit more capital, is what you're saying. That's a... But would he like... But he's willing to do a pro bono cameo?
I gotta go and I have to talk to him.
Okay.
At the moment, I think I could because
nice.
I have a friend who knows him.
Nice. Okay. Cool. Oh, what? Who are the other actors?
Nose is different.
Two of them are not so big.
Which one?
One was. Oh shit. I'm so bad at names.
It's all good.
I honestly am. I didn't know who Picard was. That's pretty bad. I know what they were in.
What were they in?
The Italian Job. One was in Italian Job. One was in... he's an Asian guy who was in... oh my God, I've seen the movie. The older one is one that hacked into the government system.
Oh, The Matrix?
No. The government system. One of these, like, they have a virtual world.
Hackers?
Like,
dolphin. Keanu Reeves. Crap. Yeah, I know it's Johnny Mnemonic.
Oh, Johnny Mnemonic, yeah.
It wasn't Keanu Reeves. It was an Asian guy. A fat one. It wasn't a big
one. Who are you talking about?
Okay.
He talked a lot in it, but he didn't do much.
Oh, okay. Well, who's a big name like Jean-Luc Picard, that, like, big name recognition? That would.
Oh, yeah.